I computer like Spam and cookies and peanut butter and duct tape and high-grade plastics and those cute little banana peppers that look like peanuts.
And welcome to hour number two of the Computer Corner, the childish show that tries very, well, not very hard to educate people on technology.
I thought it was the adult show that becomes real childish because Ken's open. What are you, what's all this, you're like that guy in the movie theater when I'm trying to watch a movie.
What? It's raining out there.
Get that out of here.
Somebody left a muffin in the studio, somebody from Rosie's show. I'm going to eat it.
Man.
I'm going to eat it while we're on the air. I mean, that's how crazy I am.
Here, you want a stick of gum?
You can't stop me. No, but I
can.
Mikel does. We're talking about wireless networking and how it may or may not affect your life and how it may or may not be a solution for you. And, of course, we want to answer as many questions as we can. So we're going to go back to the phones. No, we don't want to answer as many questions as we can. We keep saying that.
We want to answer as many good questions as we can.
Maybe.
There's no such thing as a dumb question.
Yeah.
But there is such a thing as a bad question.
Just dumb questioners?
No. Let's go to Kent in Phoenix, who I'm guessing must be fairly high up on the geek scale because he's talking about hotspots, war chalking, and cantennas.
How's it going?
Good, Kent. Welcome to the Computer Corner.
Hey, listen. How hard is it to build a cantenna or something that can expand my wireless range at home?
You got a can of Pringles?
Yes.
Actually, you need an empty can, or you'll have to eat the Pringles, which is the hardest part. And then you just need to get on the internet and go search for Pringles can and Wi-Fi.
Actually, I'll give you a shortcut. Patrick Norton did quite a bit of testing with cantennas.
Okay.
And folks, for you, everybody else that's not included in this conversation, what you can do is you can actually modify a wireless antenna and focus its energies, its powers, in one direction with this Pringles can.
And why the Pringles can works is something along the lines of it's a long cylindrical thing that it's coated automatically with a little strip of like thin
aluminum
which helps.
Excuse me, aluminium.
Aluminium,
yes.
And it helps grab all of the beams, quote unquote, and focus them in a single direction, making a really good antenna. And you can take a wireless signal and highly amplify it. And people have taken these things. It's one of the funny things out in the hacker world, and hacker in this case does not necessarily mean breaking into networks and things.
Cracker?
Just somebody taking a kind of a funny way to take and really improve upon a technology, and so it's...
Well, they sell finished products that basically do the same thing. They don't look like Pringles cans. This is just a way to...
Actually, they look a lot like Pringles cans.
Okay, but they're all painted white, and they match. And
right.
So, you can learn a lot about it. Patrick Norton from Tech TV, one of our heroes.
Okay.
If you go to Tech TV and just put in there...
He's our bigger hero?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can start searching in their website. They did some pretty extensive testing on it, and I believe they have resources to how to do it.
Okay.
It's a good place to look, and if you just go hunt your favorite search engine, too, for a couple of keywords that have to do with that, you're going to find all kinds of information on exactly how to make it.
Difficult.
If you go to Tech TV's site and just type in Pringles can, there's not too many stories on their website to do with Pringles cans other than this type of thing.
That could be.
What else you got?
What's the difference between hotspots and war chalking, and is one more illegal than the other?
Hotspots are places that are purposely, generally, created to allow people to move about and be connected, and that they're generally purposely created by the creator.
Like airports have hotspots now.
Yes, and they're fairly advertised as such, and there's websites you can go to that people go in and say, hey, I have a hotspot, and here's where it's located, and here's kind of the range and things. And so they're purposely created versus... War chalking is somebody running around finding hotspots and then marking certain patterns and basically displaying code for somebody else who's walking around to know that, hey, this is a hotspot area, and they don't even know it. And generally, they're not purposely created. They're accidentally created. Somebody didn't know enough about shutting down and security and things like that, and so they're just spots out there, hotspots, that are not necessarily known about.
Which brings up a great point here. 90% of you out there that have these wireless devices, you pull them out of the box, you went with the default settings, and you saw this thing about WEP or encryption, you said, I don't need that.
It's working, and why do I need to turn it off?
Everything worked great, boom, boom, boom. What you're doing is you're actually broadcasting a signal several hundred feet from wherever that access point is. If you have a business, possibly right out to the street. We did a couple of investigative stories with some local television stations and found some very large and we're not going to get into naming anybody. We very large institutions and companies that were wide open because
we went war driving.
They were broadcasting, "Hey, come and connect to our network." So if you have a wireless network, especially you business folks, home users typically go, "I don't really have anything to worry about on my computer, and I don't care if somebody shares my internet connection." But
you do until you get something hacked into,
right? Yeah. So yeah, that's the difference.
Is there a site that lists all of the public hot spots out there? Like, does Sky Harbor have hot spots? And if so, is there a,
You know, that's a darn good question. I'm sure there are. We'll do some research and maybe put it in follow-up newsletter. We do a follow-up show newsletter. I don't know if you're a subscriber.
Oh, great.
I remember seeing there was a site that did publicly list where known hotspots are and where you could find things. We'll try to track down maybe a few of those sites and add that to the newsletter, like Ken said.
Yeah, if you're a subscriber, you'll get it after the show.
Hey, thanks.
All right, Kent.
All right, thank you very much.
All right, take care.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
That kind of has to do a little bit with Skeet's question. Should we just pull him in
away?
Because one of his questions, I think, is can you share it between two homes? And like you kind of alluded to, sometimes you already are and you don't even know it.
Hey, Skeet.
Yo.
Good to hear from you. Skeet's been, goodness sakes, 8 years now been following us around?
I've been following you since you first came on.
Oh, my goodness. That's 11 years. That's 11 years.
I remember Ken and Phil.
Yeah, that's scary. It's scary stuff.
You're going to the Wayback Machine there.
Yes, sir.
All right, so you want to know, can you set up a Wi-Fi network at one house and share it with another?
Right.
Yeah, from a technology standpoint, yes. If you do that to share a high-speed, like if somebody's paying for an internet connection at one house, and you're sharing it in another, if the provider finds out you're doing that, they'll shut you down, and you know, I don't know if they'll go after you legally or whatever, so that's certainly not encouraged. Not only can it be done, give you a little story. When I was first way back playing around with some new wireless product, I had not set up my wireless access point, which is my transmitter in my home yet. I was setting up a laptop with a card, popped the thing in there, it was a Windows XP machine, and about 30 seconds after I popped in, and it says, boom, you're connected to the wireless network. And I'm like, wait a minute, I don't have a wireless network. I haven't set anything up yet.
Oh.
Well, it was one of my neighbors. they had purchased a router. They had no use for the wireless part, but they thought, you know, I might want it down the road. So they installed the router so they could have multiple computers wired to their internet connection. And the wireless part just kind of got thrown in there as what the heck, it's there. And, of course, they were broadcasting to anybody that was nearby here, come and get it.
And you were nearby.
Actually, I wasn't that close, but I was close enough, obviously.
Okay.
The way this thing works is as the signal goes out, the further away you get, the slower the speed becomes. So it's not like you're always going to get 11 megabit throughput or connection speeds. As you go away, it might drop to 5, and you get further out, it drops to 2 and then to 1. And in fact, if those of you that are having problems with your wireless network, one of the things you can do is in the settings is tell it to try to connect at a specific speed instead of the automatic where it says, "I'll just try to connect at the highest speed." You can say connect at a lower speed, and people go, "Well, I don't want a slow connection." The reality is it's not generally going to be slower. It's just going to be more consistent. So you can say, don't try to connect any faster than 2 megabits per second. And you're going to have a more consistent connection as opposed to when it has to constantly kick around trying to, you know, optimize that connection.
I came up with a new name for you to have added on to all of those that you refer to yourselves as.
What's that?
Like the Godfathers
of
Geek?
Chips.
What's that?
Champs of the Chips.
Champs of the Chimps?
Chips.
Oh, chips. Hey, what kind of monkey business is that?
Hey, Skeet, what do potato chips have to do with this show, though?
Pringles?
Well, you're supposed to eat those while you're
cantinas
using the PC, cantinas, which empties the can of Pringles, which then you can use to make a cantenna.
How about the chairman of the chips?
Ooh, now look at that.
Ooh, well, if there's two of you, though.
Because I think the chumps of the chimps is
here,
what...
the chairman of the chips and the other guy.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, which is which?
He lets you figure that out.
Yeah, it depends on the week.
Okay.
Hey, Skeet, thanks for chiming in. And that's a great question. And folks, if you're out there and you plan on taking advantage of this to... kind of rook the internet service provider out of their monthly. Don't. It's something that everyone has to remember about the internet. If we're not willing to pay for this thing, I mean, right now it's a very inequitable situation where people that use it a lot pay the same as people that hardly ever use it, and that's probably going to change. And the more people get around the system, more likely that's going to happen. So keep that in mind as you move forward online.
We're talking about wireless networks, Wi-Fi, what all this stuff is, what it means. You're listening to the Computer Corner right here on News Radio 620 KTAR.
Time for
quick muffin break.
Yes.
And back with more of your calls and questions.